I want to preach on now. Now. The word now, it means right now. You see, to most people, the Bible is some area, that's some far off thing. When I tell people about there's 200,000 new cases of leprosy diagnosed every year, intelligent people look at me and think, I said, I know what you're thinking. Leprosy was in the Bible times. And they said, yeah, I didn't know it existed. I said, it exists to the point of 200,000 new cases yearly. But we never bat an eye at that. Why? Because we don't know about it. We'd rather not know about it, actually. So now, right here in these insane times that we're living in, that we know about, and just the reason I mentioned the leprosy stuff, just imagine what you don't know about. It's unfathomable. But now, not 2,000 years ago when this was written, but now, faith, is, that's another now word. Now faith is, as bad as I feel, Miss Erling, does not change this verse. And I will not quit until I see it happen. Now faith is the substance. Do you know what substance is? It's something. Okay? The faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word hope in the Bible is expected. So my faith right now, what's the date of today?
June 21st.
June 21st, 11:43 a.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America, the year of our Lord, 2020. Now faith is my substance of my things that I expect God to do.
Amen.
It's personal. So I can pray for Mr. Tate and the Lord can bless him. We pray one for another. But when it gets right down to some personal stuff, you're going to have your own faith. Okay. Now, you brothers and sisters can pray you through stuff. We're going to pray Sonia Branning through this mess as best we can as humans. And then we're going to get to a point that God has to take it from there. You understand what I'm saying? But see, Jesus had a house on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. You read the Gospels, you read the phrase, the house. And I should have put that in here today. The house, he looked up and they was taking the top off of his house. You remember that story? The guy was crippled and he couldn't get in because of the crowd. So his four friends, Hannah, his four friends, they just said, well, bless God. I mean, it's good to have some redneck friends that don't give up. They don't care about the fact that they're in the back of the line. You know what I'm saying? They don't worry about lines. They just climb on top of the house, tore the house top off of Jesus. I mean, of every house you want to tear off, you don't want to tear Jesus' house off. You know what I'm saying? But they rednecks don't know no different. So when they was taking me a picture out here the other evening, me and our beautiful bride and our groom, Miss Brandy, was finna take our picture. And I'm standing here, and Miss Angela's here, and Hilton's there. And I asked Miss Brandy, like I normally do, I said, is my coat straight and stuff straight? I mean, and Hilton said, you just a redneck, let her take your picture. I said, but some of us has got to look sharp, Hilton. You understand what I'm saying? So sharp-looking redneck or no sharp-looking redneck, you just still a redneck. So they tore the top off of Jesus' house. What I'm saying is sometimes, you know what Jesus said? The Bible says, Miss Erling, when Jesus saw their faith, not the crippled man's faith, Hannah, but their faith. You follow what I'm saying? Sometimes, Matthew, we have to have faith for somebody else when they ain't got none. They're just running low. Are y'all with me? That's another reason you have to come to church. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay? I can't see them in my hand yet. But I see them in my spirit. Why? Because the Bible says, go to verse 6, Joshua, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can be just as wonderful as you want to be, but if you don't have no raw faith in Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Well, I'm still on His trail, and I'm still going to be blessed. I'm preaching on now, today. I want you to go back with me, if you would, please. Now, in that verse, go back to verse 1, Joshua. Lord, help me get this straight. Notice it says, now faith is the substance, not a substance, but the substance. That's just hold on to that. Then it says the evidence, Miss Debbie, not some other kind, but the evidence. Just keep that in your brain, all right, or in your notes. Now go to Psalm 118 and verse 24. Notice this right here. I saw this week. I was sitting on the side of my bed looking out the window, reading my Bible, and Brother Gary had come, and he sat down beside me, and we were going over some business stuff, and I had my Bible laying there, and I moved my iPad, and I read him this verse. This is the day. You know, we say this verse, Mr. Wayne, we quote it, this is the day the Lord's made, we'll rejoice, be glad in it. And I can quote a lot of verses, and I was telling Brother Gary that, and I said, but I've got to where I read them. I just open up, and I just read them, because the Holy Spirit said, you're missing some stuff. It's good to be able to quote verses, but it's also really better to be able to read them. This is the day. What day? The day. You know what day it was that day? It was the day. Whatever day. It was like Tuesday or something this week. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You know what today is? Today's Sunday. So day is the day that God made for you, a special whole brand new day. This is the day that Brother Scotty was smothering so bad. Y'all remember that 10 years from now, y'all talk about it. Y'all remember that Father's Day that Brother Scotty was smothering so bad that he had to hold on to the pulpit to stand up, but bless God, he preached anyway, and now he's, how old am I, 59? Okay. 10 years later, I'll be 69, and now, bless God, he's flying all over the world, preaching in jungles, jumping out of airplanes if he needs to. He ain't smothering. He's healthier now than he was when he was 9. If you put your faith in God, you know what you're guaranteed? God's will for your life. This is the day that God gave you one more day, a special day, which the Lord has made. And so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Because when I get home, I'm going to be happy that I made it through it. There's always something you can rejoice about. Can I get an amen, Price? You good? You with me, Price? All right. Go with me to Psalm 112, verse number 1. Psalm 112 and verse number 1. Praise you, Lord. Blessed is the man. Start reading the Bible like this deliberately. Blessed is the man. Not every man, but the man that feareth the Lord. It didn't say the great, wonderful man. It just said the man that respects God and that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Blessed is the man that does that. Verse 2. His seed, that's his children, shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. God's very specific. Are y'all following this train of thought? When you read the Bible, read about the. So there's something special there. I don't know what the is. What's the? Is it in a conjunction? What is it?
I think it's a
demonstrative. A what? Demonstrative. That's, I can't even say it, so it sounds like something out of a horror movie mostly, but what?
Isn't that right? I think it's a demonstrative.
Okay. Well, it's some kind of good thing. But anyway, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Can I get an amen? And all I got to do is believe the word of God.
Amen.
Are y'all with me? Let's go on to the next verse. Let's go to Psalm 24:6. Before you give up hope on this world and on the crazy folks, what's up in it? This is what the Bible says. This is, now, where we're at, where are we at in time? Where are we at in time? See, God's book is an ever-present book. We start in Hebrews 11:1 with the word now. Is there any verses X'd out that don't apply to now? Huh? Paul, what did Paul say? All Scripture, that includes Psalm 24, verse 6. The Apostle Paul said all Scripture, who wrote more of the Bible than any other writer. The Apostle Paul said all Scripture, Old Covenant, New Covenant, all Scripture are given for inspiration and doctrine and reproof. And I could go lots of, in Romans, he said the Old Testament was given to us for learning. So I'm learning right here. This is now time. This is the generation of them that seek Him, they that seek Thy face, O God. See, God's got people seeking His face right now in spite of what CNN, NBC, NBC, and CB, all them CNNs and all them people, in spite of what all they say, God's got people seeking Him. Elijah the prophet, who called fire down from heaven, who chopped up 400, 500, 600, 800 prophets by himself. The prophet Elijah got depressed and said, God, I'm doing this by myself, I'm tired. He said, no, you're not. If you just walk right around the edge of the mountain there, I got 7,000 folk right over there that ain't ever even bowed a knee to me. See, God's not by himself and you're not by yourself, and there are people all over this world because of this insanity, they're finally praying. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. This done got real. It's done got serious. It's not just in a third world country no more. Another year of this will be a third world country if God's people don't stand up. And God said, if they'll stand up and pray, I'll heal the land. Amen. See, don't get too bad that God can't heal the land. Right. There's no such day as that. Amen. Are y'all with me still? All right, now go with me to my last verse, Psalm 71:18. Now also, see that word now? We started with a now in the book of Hebrews, and we back full circle to a now in the Psalms. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. Now hold right there. Hold right there. Hold right there. Do you really think David thought, doctrinally speaking, mentally speaking, that God was going to leave him after all he'd been through? Yeah. But aren't you glad God is honest and let us know how David was feeling? So don't build a doctrine on this of that God just going to forsake you when you have a bad day. That's not what this is about. And I feel so sorry for the people that think that. But this right here, have you ever felt like God, where you at? Yes. Come on, somebody say amen. I really want to go home, all right? I'm kind of tired, but I'm getting kind of pumped up. Now, you'd be surprised when I get all pumped up. You know, I catch a second wind. In this case, I'll catch my first wind, all right? So, now also when I am old and gray-headed, and I don't feel like I don't know where God's at, because I can't breathe and I ain't got no money, but that's a temporary condition. Both of those are temporary. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I've smothered before and I'm still here. I've been without money before, Matthew, and I'm still here. Can I get amen? And I've only lost 10 pounds. It was water weight, I know, but I don't care what kind of weight it is. And it's wretched. That I went to the doctor Friday, me and Miss Carrie did, and they weighed me and they put it down in the records, Mr. Wayne, the real records, and they check. I said, what did I weigh last time I was here? And he said, you've lost 10 pounds, Brother Scotty. I said, praise God, I feel better already, amen. I can wear that other pair of pants I got thrown back there in the closet. Then I couldn't even find them, all right? So, but I'll find them. Even when I don't feel good, and my grandyoungin William tells me, Big, you look like one of them old people, and I told you, son, we got to talk about that, all right? There's some rules at Big's house, and one of them is you don't use big and old in the same sentence. You tell your mom and dad about my pants? You know, my brown pants. Anyway, thank God you forgot that. All right, amen. Now, also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, because I still got some more plans. Until I have showed thy strength until this generation, thy power to everyone that is to come. That's a big job, Brother Mickey. But we got to get it done. We're going to show this generation the power of God. And it's left up to us to do it. Now we can rise to the challenge, or we can shrink back in fear. That's the two choices we have. Are y'all with me? Let's read our last verse for the day. Verse 21. Notice what it says. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Amen. Just take a deep breath right there. I can breathe better on that verse. Just come on. Can you breathe? Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Miss Debbie, that's a big one. There ain't no stress in that verse. There ain't no cancer in that verse. There ain't no smothering in that verse. You understand what I'm saying? There's just blessings in that verse. And that's the verse I'm looking for. And just as sure as them other verses are true, Martha, this verse is true. So now our faith, let's go back to where we started and we're going to go home. Hebrews 11:1. Because everything I read to you today was present tense. Now faith is my substance for me for the things I expect God to do. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I can see the promised land. And I'm going there. God's got great things for us to do, and we're going to trust Him, and we're going to be blessed. Can I get an amen? Amen.